Are you saying that regime change is off the table?
Absolutely.
Mr. Deputy Foreign Minister, NBC News has been on the ground in your country all week long. Our crews have seen people who haven't worked in weeks, kids who haven't gone to school, food and energy running dangerously low. President Trump says he believes that Cuba will collapse on its own. Is your country currently in a state of collapse?
What does on its own mean when it's being forced by the United States? It's a very bizarre statement. And it's claimed by most U.S. politicians repeatedly that Cuba will collapse on its own. Then why does the U.S. government need to employ so many resources, so much political capital, so many human resources to try to destroy the economy of another country? Evidently, it implies that the country does not have the characteristics to collapse on its own.
But is your country in a state of collapse, Mr. Deputy Foreign Minister?
It is not in a state of collapse. We're being as creative as possible. We're mustering all our creativity, our ingenuity, to try to find ways in which we can cope with the reality that we did not choose, of which we are not responsible, and that would help our people go through this with the least pain possible.